It's Chick on Stories we are following for you today on Robinhood Radio. As Pat Pagano's forecast tells us, a considerable cloudy day today, breezy about 50. Tomorrow, cloudy, rain developing mid-40s. And on Friday, showers will end, cloudy about 40. Saturday will be cloudy, a passing rain or a wet snow shower. Once again, temperature around 40 degrees. We'll check the full details once again on that forecast with Pat in just a few minutes. A Torrington woman was rescued after she fell 30 feet off a bridge in Norfolk Road on Monday. A 55-year-old Torrington woman was critically injured. The call that someone was in the water on Norfolk Road came in at about 3:39 this weekend, the Torrington Fire Department battalion chief said. The crew arrived at the scene about 10 minutes later to find a woman in the stream below the bridge. Paul Copelman, the spokesperson for the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, said the woman, who was from Torrington, had fallen about 30 feet off the Route 272 bridge in the area of John A. Minetto State Park in the Reuben Hart Preserve. Rescuers, including firefighters and EMTs from Trinity Health of New England, went down, stabilized the woman. Firefighters then used an aerial rescue haul and rigging system to extricate her. It took about 25 minutes to get her onto the roadway. Once out of the waterway, dry land, the woman was placed in an ambulance with paramedics and sent off to the hospital. Environmental Conservation Police were investigating the incident. They did not give the woman's name. From the Republican American, Greenwood's Counseling and Referrals is partnering with many agencies to provide avenues of safety and recovery. Among those now is the Sharon Hospital, where a recovery navigator will be present every Thursday from noon till 1 p.m. Among other services, provide healthy individuals with naloxone, more commonly known as Narcan, a life-saving substance that can be administered to those who have overdosed. Julia Jagger, Community Outreach and Recovery Navigator at Greenwoods, was at Sharon Hospital on Thursday to explain the program. Quoting here, "We're going to do this as part of our community outreach. We want to give it to anyone, users and family members, so they have it if needed," end quote. Also part of the program are evaluation treatment options, addressing barriers to treatment, financial assistance for counseling, connecting families, friends, and individuals to community supports, and CPR with Narcan training. The hospital administration also emphasized the importance of calling 911 when there are incidents of drug overdoses. Well, another local restaurant will be leaving our area. Chef Dan Smith's John Andrews Farmhouse Restaurant is still looking for a buyer. The restaurant on the market for more than a year is listed at over $900,000. Dubbed the architect of modern Berkshire cooking by Travel and Leisure, and Smith, 61, opened the restaurant in May of 1990. He said he hopes to have more family time at home. He declined to comment further than to say there have been no showings of the property in a year and a half and the market. The restaurant is located at 224 Hillsdale Road, also known as Route 23. In Hartford, with the cost of electricity, heating oil, and natural gas all up, the state legislature and Governor Lamont are exploring short and long-term approaches to lowering energy costs in the state. House and Senate Republicans on Tuesday unveiled their ideas for providing relief to residents and businesses from some of the highest prices in the nation for electricity, natural gas, heating oil, gasoline, and diesel fuel. One of the proposed Republican solutions is having state government pick up public policy changes to give ratepayers an estimated $362 million annually on electric bills. That would require spending trade-offs on the state budget. Now, Lamont and Democratic leaders of the Energy and Technology Committee last week outlined an energy policy idea, including reducing reliance on natural gas for power generation and increasing wind, nuclear, and hydropower energy. It was also announced that the Energy Commission plans to hold a series of informational hearings on energy affordability and sustainability. Bears everywhere in Massachusetts, in New York, here in Connecticut. And in Connecticut, the state's top environmental official on Tuesday expressed continued support for allowing bear hunting in Litchfield County to manage the growing black bear population. Katie Dykes, commissioner of the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, also voiced alarm over the increasing number of conflicts between bears and people during that legislative confrontation, during a legislative confirmation hearing, her renomination by Governor Ned Lamont. "It's a wonderful thing to have a thriving population of wildlife," she said, "but at the same time, we have a lot of people living in bears' habitat, and folks in neighborhoods across our state are now seeing bears where they've never seen bears before. And so our challenge of our agency has been to help ensure we can keep bears safe and keep people safe and to manage what, to me, has been a very concerning and conflicting area between people and bears," end quote. Dykes noted that Connecticut now stands alone among northern states in prohibiting bear hunting after New Jersey late last year lifted its 2018 executive order banning bear hunting in the Garden States. Now, if you're like me, the butter you like to purchase is Kerrygold, pure Irish butter. Well, it's made with milk from grass-fed cows and known for a silky consistency and golden yellow color. Sales in the U.S. supermarkets rank second only to butter from Minnesota-based dairy giant Land O'Lakes. Recently, though, Kerrygold's most iconic butter versions, including box packaged in gold and silver, colored foil wrappers with an image of a grazing cow and Celtic lettering, have gone missing from store shelves in New York, and shoppers have taken notice. Certain versions of Kerrygold pure Irish butter have been removed from store shelves because of a new law requiring food packaging to be free of PFAS or per- and polyfluorinated alkali substances. A company spokesman said the packaging is being reformulated and that the product should return to the shelves in New York State in coming weeks. At this point, however, quote, "I've only got one left because we used so much over the holidays," end quote. That quote came from Martha Stewart, by the way. A Kerrygold representative said butter blocks and sticks will be back after a packaging change required just enacted by that state law. In Negremont, if a water system is on the brink so much that the town is thinking of selling it, the system is linked to the Carner Brook Dam, which is rated now unsafe by the State Office of Dam Safety. A dam break would deliver a catastrophic blow to the water system and the roughly 650 people it serves. While the Negremont Water Department and Water Commission continue to address problems to state regulators that say it needs fixing and attention, the town will also soon replace water pipes that run through Main Street. The new estimate of that work is $1.5 million, down from $2.2 million. It's unclear how ratepayers who use the system will be faring, given the rising interest rates. Already, water customers pay roughly $98 a month. That's deemed high for the area. A state survey is underway to take a look at those rates, the water company, and now the problems with the dam that complicate the situation even more. Well, it's January 18th. Some meetings going on today in Sharon. Conservation Commission meets at 6:30 this evening. In Salisbury at 5:30, the Salisbury Economic Development Committee has a meeting as well. Coming up in Cornwall, the Board of Education meeting at Cornwall Consolidated School is set for 4:15 p.m. In Kent, the Board of Finance has their regular meeting at 6 p.m., Kent Park and Recreation a special meeting at 7, and the Torrington Area Health District, by the way, Board of Health meeting is at 7 p.m. as well. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook, and you'll also find them on Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 34,044. The S&P 500 at 4,016.75, and the NASDAQ at 11,647.00. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.